You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Interesting story out talking about couples that are working from home, and they're talking about how much people are loving the working from home because they can go fool around. 26% of people who work from home have gotten intimate during work hours.
Hey. Okay.
So, you know, they step away from that Zoom camera and hopefully they do, I guess.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, but the story went on to kind of touch on something that we found rather interesting. And that is the number of people, I mean, taking working from home out of the equation, this is just in general, the number of people who schedule their intimacy.
Okay, so you got
a
little
calendar.
In other
words, they're basically putting it on the calendar. Maybe they don't put it physically on a calendar, but they know, hey, Saturday, I'll see you down the hall. That kind of thing.
Which, they honestly, I think you probably should put it into your like phone's calendar or something. Just you can put a code word or something in there. So you truly know that, oh my gosh, that's coming up at 1 o'clock today. I've got to take a break for, you know, it's a love break.
Or I've got to take a pill.
Got to take a pill, right. So yeah, I think it's a smart move to put that in your calendar. Why not?
They say the most common days of the week that people schedule this are Saturdays and Fridays. Least likely days, Mondays and Tuesdays. Hey, that's why, you know, a lot of people complain about Monday. Oh, I hate Mondays. Oh, another case of the Mondays. You know what? If you scheduled this like at 6:30 Monday morning, maybe your week would be better.
Yeah, it's funny that those are my 2 days, but
Monday and Tuesday?
Tuesday are better for us than Fridays and Saturdays because we're usually tired at the end of the week, you know?
I'm surprised Sunday's not in, like at the top. Easy like Sunday morning, man.
Yeah, I guess.
We had a coworker that made us laugh because she said that was their day and it was scheduled. That Sunday was their day.
Yeah.
And I remember we would come into work on Monday, and we every once in a while would make some sort of snide comment, you know, about, hey, did you have a great day yesterday?
You're in a good mood today.
Ooh. But you know, also, because we worked with her for a while, and she told us after a few years that that went away, that it was like clockwork every Sunday, and then suddenly they stop.
Well, you got to work at it. I mean, this stuff does fizzle out, and the key is to just continue with it and make it work for you.
How many of our listeners schedule this, you think?
18 to 25 people, I hope. I'd like to hear about it. I'd like a few of you to call us.
This survey said up to a third of people schedule this regularly. It's scheduled. Up to a third. That's a pretty sizable
number
of people. So that means a third of our listeners right now have something on their calendar.
It could be this morning, honestly.
It could be.
If you think about it. You know, hey, a little quickie before work. Let's start the day. The problem with this is the whole preconceived notion that this isn't sexy. It's not romantic. It's not spontaneous. Mm-hmm. It's not primal. Which I think is the wrong way to look at this. I really do.
I agree with you. That's nonsense.
It's nonsense. This is going to
make... It's a busy world. We live in a busy time. People are overscheduled anyway. So if you don't schedule this, you're going to have I'm too tired. I wasn't ready. I wasn't in the right mental space.
I don't feel good. I mean, most things in life require preparation. So why shouldn't this just be added to the list that you're going to prepare for it? And you know it's coming up today. And
hey, for some people, it gives them something to look forward to. For other people, it gives them reason to dread.
Like, oh, it's
some
Monday again.
Some of our listeners right now are like, yeah, I know.
Damn it.
And another, what's today, Tuesday? 4 days from now.
Not again.
She won't keep her hands off.
He's so hairy. So much hair.
You know, I remember some people who are listening right now who go through this. And by the way, you're free to reach out to us. 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649, and tell us what day you have reserved for your intimacy. Or days.
Yeah, if you're part of the scheduling club, let us know.
Big talkers.
Let us know if it's working for you.
We want to know. 303-691-1649, because we are perverts and we want to know.
I just
want to
breathe really heavy this morning.
And if there are some of you listening that your day is Tuesday, gotta let us know.
Yep.
So we can be happy for you. But, you know, I was thinking about this whole scheduling thing, too. Couples who are trying to conceive have their own little scheduling stuff. Like, there are certain times, you know, when the woman is ovulating or something. And I will never forget a group of us. There were probably four or five couples. We went up to the mountains, and we got this big condo thing, and we were sharing this place, you know, and having fun. In the evenings, we would, like, make spaghetti and stuff like that and play card games, and there was a hot tub and all of that. And I remember one of the couples that was there, she stood up right in the middle. We're playing, I don't know, spoons or something like that. We're playing some card game, and she says, Charles, it's time for us to go upstairs. And everyone's like, what? And she says, well, I'm ovulating, and right now we need to go. And we're like, now?
We just made spaghetti.
We just made spaghetti. We're playing cards. She's like, I'm sorry. This is, like, now is the time.
I need a different type of noodle.
And you should have seen the look of horror on his face, right?
Yeah.
Because he was like, suddenly. And they were upstairs, I kid you not, for less than 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And when they came back downstairs, and we were laughing, like, what?
That's it?
5 minutes? And she was kind of like, disgusted. And he had that look on his face. He was like, he goes, I couldn't do anything with all of you in the house.
Well, yeah.
He goes, it was just not going to happen. So they missed out on that ovulation moment because the rest
kind of
us
on his
were
side.
All downstairs knowing what they were supposed to be doing.
I'm on his side. I wouldn't know what kind of shenanigans you guys would be pulling, coming up, knocking on the door or something, sliding mirrors under the door. I'm on his
side. But that was it's a great moment. We're like, all right. And then he sat right back down and went back to playing cards.
Yeah.
Amanda wrote in, said, I know a lot of friends who actually put it on the calendar as, quote, natural family planning, end quote.
Okay, that's good.
That's really good.
Dina says, I think it's super sexy, the thought that my guy is looking forward to the Sunday morning Hall of Fame. A huge turn on. Okay, see, yes, it gives you a little excitement. I'm all for that.
A couple of them that have come in. Shannon says, I would have to agree with the people who say it takes the fun and spontaneity out of it. If any guy ever asked me to schedule it, I'd know he wasn't the right person for me.
Oh, well.
Okay. Eve says, our schedule is every Thursday, 7 p.m., because both kids are at their various practices. We haven't missed a Thursday in almost 2 years.
That's perfect.
That's
what
you have
to
do. For that,
you have to do that when you have kids and busy schedules and things like that. That's
solid.
That's just solid, man. Tina says, I have found that scheduling and following through actually improves the overall communication with my hubs. She says, we do it Wednesday afternoons and after the act. We're able to hang out for about 20 more minutes and just talk about stuff in our life. It's great.
Makes sense.
Tina T. And then Jenny says, for all those that think it's not sexy to schedule it, false, she wrote in all capital letters. It actually gives you the opportunity to add excitement to your sex life because you can prepare. And then she went into a list of, you know, locations and various other things. Oh. She says, I love it. We're twice a week people, Thursday and Saturday. So, okay. So, yeah, it does. It would give you time to prepare.
Kristen, I'll let her put the cherry on top here, if you will.
Okay.
She says, my ex and I were scheduled. I like that she starts with my ex. My ex and I were scheduled every Monday morning, just like you were talking about. It's one thing I miss about him. He could be counted on every Monday. My new guy is very unreliable in that department.